victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Graces and Places. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Romans, the 11th chapter. Romans chapter 11. Romans 11 and 13. What does it say? He said, I speak to you Gentiles. This is Paul speaking by the Spirit. Insomuch that I am the apostle of the Gentiles. Apostle means sent one. What else did he say after that? I magnify mine office. Everybody say that phrase out loud. I magnify my office. Say it again. I magnify my office. What does magnify mean? Make it big. As opposed to what? Little. Should it be a big thing in your eyes? Should you make a big deal out of it? Big deal out of what? Whose office? Now see, what people have a tendency to do is make a big deal out of somebody else and despise theirs. That's a big mistake. What did he say? How many believe Paul found his place? How many believe Paul developed fully in the graces that God put in him and the anointings? Did he start out that way? No, he started out persecuting the church, trying to destroy the church. But even though he was so deceived and so messed up, how many understand all those years he spent sitting at the feet of Gamaliel? All those years he had spent in the Word, in the law, God was getting him ready. Even though he was totally confused in his mind, oh come on, can you see it? His associations, his environment, what came easy for him, what he developed easily in expertise. He was a speaking gift. He was graced to study the Word, wasn't he? And here he is trying to destroy the church. But he got saved. I said he got saved. And you remember there were years where he wasn't really in circulation that much. God was helping him to put the new covenant together with what he had learned about the old and giving him revelation of the church. So much of what we have came through him, didn't it? These epistles of Romans and Corinthians and Ephesians and Galatians and Philippians, thank God. But then he came to realize that just like Peter and others were sent to preach the gospel to the Jews, he was sent to the uncircumcised. He was sent to the heathen that worshiped rocks and, right, and everything else. He was sent to them, and what's he said? I magnify what I'm called to. I magnify my... Should you magnify what you're called to?
Yes, sir.
And your place. And your grace. If you don't, it's never going to become what it should. Listen to the NIV says, I make much of my ministry. The Amplified says, I lay great stress on my ministry and magnify my office. Office. You know what the word office means in the Greek? It means service. It means service. That's why, as the Lord led us in the development of this church, we don't have ministry teams. We have service teams. Because people have gotten confused about ministry. Did you hear me? There are many seeking positions. Did you hear me? And when they think ministry, they think position. But the word literally means service. That's what deacon means. I mean, you got all kind of churches around and the deacons are running the church. You know, hiring and firing the pastors, and a lot of them are absolutely unspiritual. And yet they're just running the things. And yet, you remember what the first deacons did? Waited tables. It takes religion to turn that into what's going on now. Said out loud, I am saved to serve. Say it again. I am saved to serve. When you're born again, you're made a specific part of the body for why? Help me out. Help me out. To serve. And you are graced with certain spiritual gifts and divine abilities. Oh, come on. Did you hear me, friend? You have within you divine abilities that God has put in you. You may not have found them. You may not have developed in them to any appreciable degree, but they're there. I said they're there. And you can find them and you can develop in them. Tell me why. What are they there for? Why are they there? To serve. To serve. Where is your service? Where are you serving? In the body of Christ. That's why we have service teams all over this church. I'm at work in my service right now. This is my service. And when I hear, you know, those testimonies about those people that were down and hopeless and they got a hold of the word and they came out and they're happy and they're healed. Glory to God, makes me want to shout. Because the Lord used me and I was of some service to them. How many, one of the worst things on the planet is to be useless? I mean, if you go through a day and a week and a month and you're no good to anybody, it's wasted life. How many want not to be useless, but you want to be useful? You want to be of service. You want to be of service to the Lord. You want to be of service to His church. You want to be of service to His people. You want to be of service to your family. How can you be of service? By being what He created you to be and developing in what He put inside you. That, you know, just you after the flesh are not going to be that useful to anybody. I know you didn't want to hear that, but it's just the truth. But what God has called you to be and what He has put in you, that is truly valuable to all of us. And we need you. How many know the body of Christ needs every one of us to be what we were created to be? Needs every one of us doing the service. It is something that has grieved my heart for years. As I have seen what's going on in the body of Christ, there are gaping holes in churches. Gaping holes in ministries. Why? Because people are not in their place. People have left their place. And people are not doing their jobs. And others are having to do their jobs and theirs too. Are you listening? It's sad. Because what if everybody was in their place? What if every child of God was fully hooked, giving everything they're supposed to be giving, doing everything they're supposed to be doing? We'd be taking the world, my friend. We would be taking it exponentially faster than we are now. Well, it's not too late. Is it? And we can't, you know, it's not for us to judge anybody else, but it is for us to see that we are doing our service. Now, I'm beginning to get into one of the biggest, most important parts of you finding and filling your place. Do you have a desire, first of all? Is it in your heart? Do you want to find your place? Do you want to develop in your grace? Have a hunger for it. Have a desire. One of the big things is faith. Like always. And faithfulness. If you have faith in something, you value it. You esteem it. What did Paul say about his call, his ministry, his service? What did he say? I magnify, one translation says, I make much of it. Did he esteem it? Is he talking about his service? I know some years ago, I've told you this before, but it'll bear repetition. I was in a service and I came back after having spoken, and I came back through the speaker's room, and I came by some people. There's a young man standing there. He's grinning from ear to ear. And I said, hi. He said, hi. And they was quiet, and somebody was talking to me, and then they left. And he looked over at me. He said, Brother Keith, have you been to the bathrooms? And I said, well, yeah. Earlier I went in there. He said, how was it? I said, it was sparkling. It was great. He said, that's my job. I said, well, you're doing a fine job. He said, thank you, sir. I count it an honor. And the way he said it, the twinkle in his eye, he wasn't trying to put on some false air of humility. He really meant it. Amen. I said, he really meant it. And it stuck with me. How many know it is true that it is better to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness? Psalm 84, 10. Are you there? What does it say? It says, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Listen to the complete Jewish Bible. It says, better a day in your courtyards than a thousand days elsewhere or anywhere else. Better, now this is what I thought was outstanding. Better just standing at the door of my God's house than living in the tents. And this is talking about lavish places. Just standing at the door of the Lord's house and the Lord's things is better than actually living in the lap of luxury of wickedness that has nothing to do with God. Are y'all with me, saints, tonight? Do you believe that? There are no insignificant body parts. There are no insignificant places. There, when it comes to the things of God, I mean, in the world, it might not mean anything. But how many know if you pick up a dustpan and do it as unto the Lord and it's something for His things, it matters. It matters. And the Lord will never forget it. Never forget it. The key is whether you esteem it or not. I said whether you esteem it or not. The question comes, can you lose your place? Can you forfeit your place? And that's a very sobering, serious thought. But the answer from the Scripture is, yes. Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.